Hello, it's Tom here from My Mate Butter Toaster. Welcome back. It's a brand new series. Series 9. Well done, all of us. Today, I've got the fabulous married couple, Babatunde and Leoni Aleshe, joining me. Now, you'll know Babatunde from Taskmaster and Gogglebox and I'm a Celeb, all sorts of stuff. They've also got a great new podcast out, which they're doing together, called Then and Now. We'll find out who came up with that name during the show. There's a good 10 minutes of contention on that in the show. And to be honest, after this ep, I reckon you're going to want to have a listen because they are fabulous. That's Then and Now with Babatunde and Leoni. We're going to go through all sorts on the ep today, including an incredible revelation from Leoni about breastfeeding, possibly the most enjoyable review of a product that I've ever written whilst inside someone else's Amazon account. It was a lot of fun, and I really think you're going to enjoy today's episode and the whole series, of course. If you're new to the show, hello. We've got over 100 episodes sitting around waiting for your ears, including people like Stephen Merchant, Catherine Ryan, Joel Dommett, Adam Buxton. The list goes on and on. Just have a little look through the app and dive on in. Also, I'm really keen for you to come and have a look at our YouTube. There's loads of vids up there at the moment. So if you go to youtube.com/@mymatebourtatoaster, all one word, youtube.com/@mymatebourtatoaster. It's pretty snappy. You can see all sorts of stuff. Please subscribe. It'd be so helpful if you could subscribe. And plenty of vids of the show and more are going up all the time. Okay, a good intro. I'd say that was a solid 8 out of 10 intro for a solid 10 out of 10 episode. Enjoy.
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. Don't pass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Butter Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Butter Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Butter Toaster. Oh, toaster for my love, thank God, toaster.
Hello, welcome back. Here we go again, once more around the Amazon merry-go-round. My guests this week, that's right, it's a first, my guests plural, we have our first couple on the show, Babatunde and Leoni. I am so excited to have you here and to have a couple here. This could go one of one way. This is going to be great. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
I've opened up your Amazon account. I'm in there now. How do you feel about that, Leoni? How do you feel about a man, a random man?
I'm really excited for you to be in there, actually, because normally I say to him, oh, have you ordered this on Amazon? Because obviously his card's attached to it.
Nice.
So those will be my orders. And then I'm interested to see what he's going to have, because I collect the parcels, but I don't open them because there's just too many. So
nice. That's a good tactic, Babatunde. If you're getting anything dodgy.
Would
you order like 20 things? She's not going to open all of them. It's basic smuggling, right? It's porn smuggling. We've all done it, guys.
I know. You're saying that. Guys, we've done it.
Guys,
have we?
Look, so I don't know if you know this, but the first thing we do on the show is we go right back to the beginning of your account.
Oh, my days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is going to be interesting.
What did you order then?
I don't know. I have no idea what I've bought.
This is where things get real, right?
Oh, this is fun.
So 2015, okay? That's the first orders that I'm seeing, all right? 2015.
2015, okay.
Oh, that's when we got married. What did you buy?
Well, let's find out. May 2015, the 10th of May 2015, that was your first order. You got some noise isolating headphones. Presumably marriage is coming.
Yeah. Block out, cancel out the noise. You know
you
what I mean?
Leoni cancelling headphones.
Yeah, Leoni cancelling
so
headphones.
So out of order.
Like our son, he...
Oh, gosh, he was bored.
Yeah, no, okay, he does this thing. After. If I'm complaining too much,
he'll be like,
I've got daddy cancelling headphones. And he'll just put his hands over his ears. And I'm just like, the first time he did it, I was like, oh, my God, like, this little cheeky boy.
Yeah.
So that was probably what it was for her.
Excellent.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
I can.
I do have a very high-pitched voice, so I give you that.
Would you do that then? Would you sit at home up until today and have headphones on to cut off everything else in the house?
Because
I do that, I get in trouble and I'm scared. I won't enjoy the thing because I'll be thinking, I'll take it off every 30 seconds to check.
100%
no,
I do that.
He does that, yeah.
I'm like, you guys are making too much noise. Between her and my son.
Yeah.
Right.
Alone. Forget my daughter. She's like...
Yeah, nothing can go wrong. Like, she can do nothing wrong.
She can make so much noise and I'm just like, oh my gosh. much. I love you.
So she's very young. She's still.
She's one.
She's one.
Yeah, next week. She's one.
Daddy's princess.
It's yeah. so. It's adorable.
You see my son. My son and this one right here.
Yeah.
I will actively just be like, babes, I've got my headphones on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do when that happens?
Yeah.
You text him.
Yeah, he won't. He has that thing on his.
Listen,
don't tell her. Don't help her.
How long we got him? An hour. I strike one.
How many strikes can we get? Let's get to strikes two and three straight away. All right, look, we have Great Debaters on DVD. Great Debaters is
film.
A movie. Yes. Oh my God, Denzel Washington, Forrest Whitaker, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Great Debaters. Great film.
Tell me more.
I love debates. I love watching debates on YouTube.
Yeah.
And this is just another film where Denzel's character, he goes to this, what's it, like a uni? Yes, yeah, like a uni. Yeah. And he teaches these young black students how to debate.
Yeah.
He teaches them the art of debating, and it's just incredible. Like, I don't want to give it away if you've not watched it.
It's a very good film. Yeah. We need to watch that again.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love Denzel Washington.
He's a
guy, isn't he?
He's
a proper legend. The idea of debate then, so have you done debates yourself?
I've never. I wish I did. Yeah. I wish I had the opportunity to do that in school.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it would have... giving people the tools to how to argue rather than like just getting emotional and getting into scraps. Mm-hmm. It's a great tool in terms of learning how to put your point across without being rude, disrespectful or violent.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you see it like on like, you know, questions with the Prime Minister and all that kind of stuff, those debates. That's a bit too high up there, but you know what I'm saying.
I think that's the thing about debating. It's interesting. Right. I think people associate it with being... you know, a bunch of people at Oxbridge maybe, or politicians. And, you know, it's very wordy and clever. And it's like, no, we're all debating every day. Especially if you're married. Yeah. Like,
you're always negotiating something. Exactly. That's what I think. But I actually did debating in college because I studied sociology. But
how did you find it?
It always ended almost in a riot. And the teacher was always in tears.
Wait,
by
what
the
was the
end.
Area that you studied?
Yeah, I went to Hackney Community College. But the Shoreditch branch.
So it started in a riot.
Yeah. And it ended in... So the teacher, she really tried, bless her. Yeah. She really tried. So we had the for and against.
And what topics did you go for?
So we were talking about like different socialist movements. So we'll have like Marxist theory and all of that, and we'll debate and discuss all of that. But I think it was us unpacking the fact that, oh, okay, so there's this whole thing around society that we didn't know about at the time that she was trying to teach us, and then we're also debating about it.
I'm learning at the same time.
I
feel like it's something which I know Ed Balls at the moment is trying to get cricket in schools, and I feel like it's something which there's a movement there to get people doing it as a rebuttal to online filth and everyone just piling in, right?
Yeah.
This is a way of eye contact, face-to-face, talking, thinking.
Thank you. That's what I love about it. Like, when I watch debates on YouTube and social media, I'm even if the topics I don't care for, just to hear people, like, argue for and against and unpack a whole topic, I love it. I really do.
But don't you think that when you watch the debate, say from America in the 80s, there's a famous one, you must have seen it, with two presidential candidates. I think it's George Bush Jr. against Reagan, maybe. No, they're both Republicans. Anyway, it's an 80s American politicians, and it's so civilized.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, oh, it's brilliant. Because they're saying, well, you make a great point.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. You know, of course, there's an element of truth in that. And you just think, I long for that civility, because now you look at, obviously, Trump, but Johnson or any politician recently.
And it's just rude and just
terrible language. I feel like nowadays, they don't listen. They just wait for their opportunity to respond.
Yeah.
Whereas before they listened, then they would actually respond to the point. But
there's an art to it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you use this when you're with your kids? You said all this, right? Then your kid's going to go, Daddy, you're into debates. Why are you shouting at me? you should be reasoning, Mum. Why are you being like this? Who's the one who does the most shouting at the kids in your eyes? Everton. This has gone straight up.
My son argues for chicken nuggets and I argue against. No, son. No more mozzarella sticks.
Oh, he loves a mozzarella stick. Trust me, man.
I love it. All right, good. So that's 2015. So you guys... You just got married then in 2015?
Yeah.
When did you get married? When's your anniversary? Babatunde, when's your anniversary?
September the 18th.
Oh!
Just gone.
At the time of recording, that was a few days ago.
Yeah.
So you just had number 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you do for the anniversary?
What we're doing...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I bought tickets to... Because we're both massive... Anthony Joshua fans.
Yeah.
Her more than me.
Yeah,
is that tonight?
It's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing for that, for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Because we've done all the dinners and the wine and dine. This time, let's go and enjoy an event.
Like, yeah.
I think it's nice for a married couple to do that for an anniversary and go, at least we don't fight like that.
Yeah. Let them do the fighting. Yeah, yeah, on our behalf.
Do you like? I've never been to a boxing match.
I've never been. We've both not been. You've done boxing, so he boxes, but we've not been to a fight. So, I mean, I'm really, really bad. I'm probably just going to be sitting there going, the whole time. But yeah,
I think I'd do that. Take a book.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So look, 2015, elsewhere, October, you're settling into married life. Were you together for a long time before you got married?
We knew each other a long time before we got married, but we weren't sort of interested in each other like that. One year, we're both Christians, so we went to the same church for about 9 years.
Uh-huh.
We went to the same secondary school before that, so we knew each other a long time. The year we got married, we were just like, we think this is what God wants us to do. Let's go.
Oh my God.
And
there was attraction as well. It wasn't just like, hey, an arranged God marriage.
No, it wasn't arranged marriage.
Hey,
no.
YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, YouTube, voice of God. Hey, YouTube, it's time. No.
I can't hear God. You can. Listen carefully. I fancy you. God is telling you to fancy me. It's a great chat up line.
That does happen, by the way.
But you can always go to that now. When you get really annoyed,
it's what
the big guy
said to do.
I love it because I love when people just got married. You see this a lot on the show, like the nesting thing, and you're seeing what people are doing and building their worlds. And it can be a tiny thing, but it's quite... I love domesticity, right?
Yeah.
I love these cozy little things. You've bought the cantilever glass TV stand with a bracket. And I just think...
I remember that.
I just think that's 72 quid.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of probably in 2015, I don't know, maybe you still had those massive tellies.
Yeah.
But for me, I was obsessed with that when we got together because I wanted to have our little... half that we gather around.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's gone emotional.
No, is it not?
I remember. This is his part. Yeah.
This is full Homer Simpson. I spent so many happy hours. Do you want to have a moment with it? Do you want to? I could write a review like,
you know what it is?
Gone forever, my sweet prince.
No, you know what it was? It's because we were talking about this just yesterday. That was in our first house, one small little garden flat, right?
Right.
So, this was a one-bedroom flat, and I remember buying that, and it was just, okay, yeah, you know. Because I had a TV in my mum's house.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, yeah, I'll take my TV from my bedroom. We'll just use that. And I remember I bought that stand, and I was just like, hey, okay, it's ours now.
Yeah,
and
it was just,
and then remember when we brought it to our current house, and we put it there, it was like man, this is small, boy.
Some things
but
don't move well.
It was so big in the old flat. It was massive. It like took up a whole corner, and you know, we had it all nicely dressed and stuff, and we had a little matching center table for it, and we really thought,
and then
like,
we bought this big 65-inch TV and just put that next to it. We were like, damn.
it's like kids outgrowing the little beds, isn't it? Or the bunk beds.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to move on. Did you get rid of it? Was that a site? Have you buried it in the garden?
No. Oh, my mum doesn't let us throw anything away. So she was like, no, you can't throw it away.
Nice. Good.
You can't throw anything away with her mum around.
Oh, wow.
You have to do it privately.
That's exactly what she does.
What do you do with it then? Give
Don't
it to her.
Throw it away.
What do you do with it then?
She finds people to give it to, and
kettles, microwave, whatever you've
anything.
Got,
mate,
give it to her.
No offense, your mother-in-law's a fly tipper. That's what she's doing. She's taking all this stuff off you. She's going to a lay-by somewhere.
Get money.
Honestly.
Scrap metal.
Honestly.
So look, here you are in 2015, you're building your nest and you just got married.
This is so cool, by the way. Sorry, carry on. I'm just so interested in what I bought. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. 2016 then, 9 orders placed over the year. I should ask as well, what's going on with you guys at the moment? Like work-wise, what are you doing? Are you doing stand-up by this stage or?
Mm-mm. I'm not doing stand-up
no,
by this stage.
Okay,
we're both working at Transport for London. Customer service advisors, answering the phone, doing emails, taking abuse.
Yeah. Oh my God, the abuse is on another level.
From the customers, from the public.
By the time they phoned you, they're furious.
Yeah.
And we don't drive the trains or the buses.
Yeah, it's not me.
What do you do then, Leonie? What do you do when someone's phoning you in a towering rage? Just sort of have to listen and...
So it sounds really bad, but you kind of just have to be calm. Mm. So you've got to be their voice of reasoning because at that time they don't have any, you know, reason to be calm.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, I completely understand, you know, I know it's really hard, but I can assure you that I am here to help you now and I will get this resolved. Resolved for you.
So this is we're getting some different body language. Yeah, from here. That's
but
Leonie's
in the background,
approach.
They're just like, yeah.
I think what you need to do when you phone TfL is press 1 for Leonie, press 2 for the background. Yeah. Right? So that's the couple. Because what you're doing there, I love it when you get customer services who basically sort of have a gossip and a bitch with you.
Yeah,
and go, oh, this is awful. Who's done that? Oh my God, I'm so.
Yeah, like, that's what you need to do.
But then equally, you can get the approach which is like, and
yeah.
do you not care about your jumper? Well, how old's your kid? He'll make his own way home.
No, I'll be like this. Oh, is that what's happened? Okay, yeah.
We'll all be going.
Do you ever put anyone on speakerphone?
Oh,
listen to this.
Back in the day, I used to code transfer some people. Like, when they were ultra rude, I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to transfer you to that correct apartment. Transfer them to, like, Domino's Pizza. Code transfer them, and so it just goes straight away.
Oh,
and they're called back furious.
Is there a particularly bad one you can remember then? Is there one that stands out for you in all your time doing that?
Yeah, there was one woman who I gave her basically there was a diversion. I've told this story before, but I told her about the diversion on the bus that she was looking. I think it was like the W4.
Mm.
And she just kept asking the same questions. So I was just like, maybe write this down because I've answered your question like 3-4 times now. She just started screaming. Like, not like screaming at me, like, she just going, and I panicked and I dropped the phone, but I screamed at the same time. I was like, because she screamed. So I was like, and then everyone was just looking at me and I was just like, it's carrying on working.
Like, this is amazing.
Maniac.
I think it's great it's an important reminder, guys. People in call centres, they're people.
They're people.
Yeah, they are.
And if in doubt, scream.
Honestly, you would go home and you would need like half an hour just to yourself. Yeah. I remember thinking, I just don't want to speak to anybody. And I'm good at talk. I could talk for ages.
Good.
I'm really good at it.
This is a good format for you. I'm very happy to hear that. But even with that job, you'd just be like...
Yeah, you get home and you're like, no, I just need half an hour. Mm. Nobody speaks to me. No one asks me anything. No one says anything. Just silence.
Yeah. God, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So no wonder you went to try and do stand-up. You wanted something less stressful.
Yeah.
And chill out. So when did stand-up start for you then?
When did it start? Like 2018?
Okay. Well,
It started back up 2018.
Okay.
2018, 2019. Because I took a break for a few years because I was just like, you know how stand-up is. I was just like, everybody hates me. I'm not going to make it. And then...
are you a mind reader? That was uncanny. Look, here we go. The Gospel of the Kingdom, scriptural studies in the kingdom of God. So religion, very important to both of you. That's your faith there. really weird. And then there's like a massive gap, right?
I don't know what this is.
That's placed in May 2016. The Gospel of the Kingdom, Scriptural Studies in the Kingdom of God. 29th of November, The Complete Mouse, and it's a picture of a cat dressed as Hitler. That's the next thing you basically buy.
What?
Yeah. Seems to be some sort of cat, and there's a... What's the...
Oh! It's a graphic novel.
We're both trying to get to that quickly to explain. This isn't Babatunde going on some weird political... taking debating too far.
Read that. That is actually so... dope, and it's so, really? Such a powerful book.
Oh my God, I feel like I've gone in completely sort of being silly about it. It's the Pulitzer-winning graphic novel depicting the Holocaust by the author who transformed the genre. Oh my God, graphic novels are so important. So good.
And it's such a powerful graphic novel.
The first masterpiece in comic book history.
Yeah. He's really big on like research. So all of that kind of stuff, he has that times like 1,000 at home because he likes like the history of stuff and finding out all of the behind the scenes.
Yes. I see. He does the research.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. You got your little journalist psychic there.
They're going to see you now. Yeah.
I love working out the dynamics though. This is so interesting.
I'm like massive, like big into like conspiracy theories. Even though I don't believe them. Yep. I just love, I'm like, oh my days, who's a lizard? Yeah. I love all that stuff. Like, I love it.
I would love to buy into some of them.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's true.
When people are like, what's it like being married to a comedian? I'm like, it's really boring because he just studies stuff all the time. Yeah. So they think that he's just doing jokes like from the morning till night. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. He's actually just researching.
But are you researching for the stand-up or just for your own entertainment?
Just for my entertainment.
Do you never find stuff in it that you're like, this is stand-up, this is stuff?
Some things, but rare. I just like finding out about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this history, okay, cool, let's just find out. And then I just reel off the information in conversations.
Is there a conspiracy theory that you'd most like to go for? Because I've, you know what I mean? You want one where you go, I've got one, where I'm like, I'd love to just fully believe in that.
No, I fully was like so invested, even though I do not believe it.
Yeah. Sure.
I was so invested in the whole shapeshifter conspiracy, like the royal family are shapeshifters. I was like, this is fascinating.
What does it mean?
No, they're shapeshifters. They're not humans.
To be clear,
humans,
they're not shapeshifters. Yeah, they are humans, just to be clear. I'm just doing I'm just balancing over here, guys. You have a child, just do the balance. BBC balance. Your whole family, if you're listening, Your Majesty, you've had the same shape for many years. Yeah. It's a wonderful shape.
So the conspiracy is there's a guy called David Icke, and he, back in the day, he was just like, the giant lizards that run the world.
Oh, for goodness sake. Right.
Do you know what? We're putting this on YouTube. We're going to get so many comments.
Yeah.
Bring it to his son's into it as well now, David Icke.
Really?
I would love to meet him.
Okay.
But no, I would. I would. Like, my whole thing is this. I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't.
No.
But my Lord, is it entertaining?
Are they convincing?
Yes.
No.
Some of them can be. Some of them are incredibly compelling. And like, if you look at things like QAnon, which is a conspiracy theory that has been debunked again and again and again, but people will be very charismatic when they tell you about it. And basically, they're telling you the plot of X-Men, and you're like, oh, this is good.
It's
what it is. All you need with a conspiracy theory is the credits to roll at the end, and you'll go, oh, come out of it. It's just that you just want to have a bit of it.
There was a long time.
The moon is a hollowed out shell. So basically, David Icke said that the moon is like, basically like the Death Star in Star Wars, and that is that. They're amplifying a signal that is creating like this matrix world on this. I love it.
Yeah, he researches and then he tells me, but he does it in, it's like a download. So I get it all at once after he's like researched all of this stuff.
It's like a kid coming back from some weird school and you're going,
And then as soon as it's finished, I'm like, thank God for that, because I'm not going to hear about it.
But I love it. I don't, like I said, I do not believe it. So if you're listening, I don't believe this stuff. I find it so fascinating.
Yeah, no, I agree
flat
with you.
Flat Earth. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Oh, no, that whole period, that's what I was going to tell them about. So flat Earth.
That's the one you go for if you're going to go for one.
Well, I don't believe in any of them.
No,
I just think I'm not even interested.
Allow ourselves. Do you know what I mean?
But that one, you didn't let it rest at all.
No, because it was so, I was like, okay, like, let me hear about this. Like, it was kind of convincing, but then I was just like, nah, man, you guys are trying rubbish.
It's not going to work for me.
Our son came from school. And I was like, what did you do today? And he said, we had geography today. And I said, what did you do in geography? And he said, we spoke about, like, if the earth was cut into two, what would we see? Mm. And I was thinking, what would you see? Mm. And I was thinking, maybe water would gush out. And he was like, nope, there'll be a lava in the middle.
That's right.
And it would erupt. And I was like, year four.
I learned that back in the day.
And then your son goes to the back garden and starts digging.
Yeah.
Stop it. You're not going to get... he's trying to get lava. So annoying. I love this, guys. This is just brilliant. So look, let's carry on in 2016. The obligatory thing, I can tell that small people have arrived in your life, or at least maybe they have in 2016. I don't know. Sophie the giraffe.
Yeah.
Everybody has one of those.
You know there's some billionaire somewhere.
Yeah, honestly, just came up with some plastic whoever giraffe. Created Sophie is absolutely laughing right now.
Not like, really. Well, yeah, because everybody falls for it. Everybody falls for it.
Yeah.
No, but it works.
Babies don't care for that.
No. Yeah.
They chew it for a bit and then they're just like, what is this? Give me your car keys.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Where's the remote?
What is a baby's favourite thing to chew? Car keys. Or finger.
Yeah.
I always find that gross when they're on your finger. Like,
or when someone else tries to offer their finger and I'm like, no. Yeah.
So weird. Do you know what someone told me the other day, right? When I say someone, very much me and my wife, when her mum, tell me if you've heard of this, and maybe there is some scientific logic in why this happens. Her mum, when she was hanging out with her friends who all had babies, they're all breastfeeding, they swapped.
They all breastfed each other's babies.
Apparently, it is a thing because you're sharing antibodies and good bacteria. I don't even know what I'm
saying. So if you're around other children and like other adults, if they're unwell or anything, your antibodies will pick it up and then it will be able to fight whatever bacteria is picked up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, this is interesting.
But can you imagine? So when Beth found this out, right, she was with her mates who are now much like her, the same age.
Yeah.
And they were were sort of looking at each other like, I've sucked your mind. Can you imagine?
No, I've not heard of anyone doing it. Actually, my sister-in-law's breastfed like one of my other nephews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of my sister-in-law.
Actually,
has done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes sense.
He was hungry and he was there. So,
but he was 14.
Yeah.
It was so weird. He's getting a lot of therapy. My friend breastfed her son until he was about 4 or 5.
No.
There we go.
Yeah, I was breastfed until I was 6.
That is disgusting.
I know. I was the last born.
I used to go
to school and come back.
You were grown adult.
Oh my!
You were fully grown adult at that time in my eyes.
Oh wow!
Six.
I was 6. Yeah.
So you remember?
I actually remember going to school and coming back and just laying. It was just normal.
At six,
yeah. No, I was the last born and my mum was a stay-at-home mum at the time. Mm. So
no wonder she's so spoiled. This one gets everything she wants. Even for
that
me, like
true.
She just whined. And,
yeah.
That's because you need a bottle, a pacifier or something.
That is how the dynamic works there, because it can go... You know, I don't obviously know your mum, but I suspect that was you being demanding, not your mum going, no, I love watching my breasts descend into my socks.
Into my
I suspect
knee.
It was you going, Bitty.
No, do you know?
Happy to keep doing it. I'll just use my pockets for these. I mean,
mental.
No, she said she enjoyed it. Well, that's what she said to me now. She said she enjoyed it. This sounds bad.
This is going somewhere else, mate.
Do you know what? I am so scared because I know what's going to happen. We're going to clip this up. We're going to put it as a clip on YouTube. We're going to get loads of people going, it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I have no doubt there are benefits.
Yeah.
However, society very much finds this gross.
You've obviously drank breast milk.
Yes. Yeah.
As an adult.
Have you tasted it?
Of course we do. Yeah.
Because I've always been like, give me some.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
It is really sweet.
And I get it when the children are like, like, I get it now. It is super sweet. I was like, this is delicious, but weird.
Very Moorish. I would say that I prefer oat. I'll be honest.
With my tea.
It's you know, it's what people have done. Okay, great. All right, let's move on to 2017 now. Yeah. Leonie Ann Babatunde, who joined me today on My Mate Bought a Toaster. There's 50 orders in 2017. That's a lot more. That's really stepped up. Obviously, kids have arrived by this stage. So
get more money.
Yeah,
I just want to know what I bought.
Well, you're right about. It's very random. It's very random.
This is when he's spiraling.
Go on. Do you know what's coming?
No.
All right. Okay. Iman Black Seed Oil.
Oh yeah, we go.
This
was when I got. You know when you watch all this social media stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then these guys will be like, "Hey man, you need the black seed oil because the black seed oil it cures everything."
Immune system booster supplement. It is, you maintain great health. It's pure and raw. Established in 1995. I mean,
like 2 minutes ago.
Do you know what I mean?
The old pharaohs, they used to take it all the time. Even the pharaoh was buried with it. All these Americans, that's all they do. And I was like, after I bought it, I was like, why did I listen to these guys? Yeah. Look how he's dressed. You know how Earth, Wind & Fire used to dress? That's how they dress. And I'm there like, yeah, it's true.
Black seed oil, for goodness sake.
The reviews are really interesting. One of the best. New to this, but hope it works. This is from Wendy. The bottle did not have a dropper attached. It was a bit inconvenient. Have only taken one dose so far and it burns the throat. I hope it's worth the pain. If it does, we'll purchase capsules next time. Wendy, I mean, assuming she's still alive, don't do this.
Don't do this to yourself.
It burns.
Wow. It burns.
Did you actually take them then?
Yeah. The one I had was the like oil, so you'd pour it into like a spoon and then you'd...
Okay.
And it didn't do anything.
You do look good. You look great.
It's the black seed oil.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Martin Luther, Catholic dissident.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't read that book. But
no, I mean
we are evangelical, so
yeah. Okay.
Martin Luther is the guy who basically broke away from the Catholic Church to form the Protestant Reformation. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't know anything about it, so I'm just going to go. That's right.
Yeah, you're right about it.
So what is evangelical? Can you sum that up in a sentence? Describe that to me. I think I've got my brother's Christian. I think he's evangelical, but I don't know. He's going to watch this and get angry with me.
I'm going to be told off by my pastor because I can't remember. But basically, we were Pentecostal before. Pentecostal
is just like, charismatic.
You know, the black churches in America. Right. Hallelujah! All of that.
Yeah. Love those on YouTube. Yeah. Love those. Fascinating.
We're not them.
Yeah.
We're the quiet, calm guys.
So the afternoon version of them.
Yeah.
Pentecostal in the morning, evangelical in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Okay, when you're on a sort of carb slump after a big lunch.
Yeah.
It's just a bit more chilled. No, okay, I like that. Now we've described it. Yeah. Completely wrong.
It's completely wrong.
Apologies to anyone we've offended. Inevitably we have. All right, elsewhere, 2018 now. We're moving on ahead, guys, as our journey together continues. And we discover the Kids Fun and Colourful Roads playmat. It's those carpets that have got roads on. I love
those. I've still got that.
Of course. That.
It's so nice.
That. So nostalgic.
Yeah, and I used to really enjoy playing with my kids on those things, and I'd do it. I'd really get into it. And then there's a day when you roll that up.
Yeah,
and it's we rolled ours up. Yeah. Remember? And now he's got the football carpet, and I was like, ah!
Yeah,
it's so sad.
Did you give it to your mother-in-law? Did she get the? Well,
no, she didn't get her hands on that one. No.
They are everywhere. Those carpets.
Yeah.
It's you can pretend it's the credits to EastEnders when you look down. Yeah. What's up then? okay, what else have we got? I think you might have been had again. You bought BLK alkaline fulvic trace mineral infused spring water.
Is
this good?
Is this what's good? Black water.
Yeah,
remember.
We still have those.
I take it all back straight away.
Yes, no, that was
good. So, what is it? Mineral infused water?
So, it's water, but it's actually black. So, the water itself
is fulvic acid.
Yeah.
Fulvic acid in it, so it makes it black.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it tastes like water.
It tastes like water.
Yeah.
But this is, and people think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. When we had our meatless Mondays,
yeah,
our vegan Mondays, or whatever the thing we mm-hmm. used to do, mm-hmm. and I would eat it, I'd eat my food and then drink that. I'm not lying. My brain used to feel like it's tingling. I used to be like, oh, I can feel something. Something's activating.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh my God, this is like, what's that film? What? With Bradley Cooper? Limitless.
Right.
I used to think to myself, it's activating my brain. I'm like, I'm going to be so smart. I'm like, babe, give me like 20 minutes, watch. And then nothing but
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
what's that? Oh my God. Why? Okay, so it sounds like it's got like ecstasy or MDMA in there. So you still get this stuff?
No.
No, but the last time we bought it, maybe last year, but we didn't finish it, so we've not bought it since.
Really,
yeah.
Fascinated by this. Black water. Yeah. Very tasty. Ella, it's just
it
water.
It literally tastes of nothing. Yeah. Water.
But again, what's interesting there, you mentioned, is the power of our brain, right? If you mm-hmm. get a lemon boiled, a yellow boiled sweet, your brain will go, it's lemon, even though
it's not. Yeah.
And it's the same thing, right? And we all associate the black drink with Coca-Cola or Pepsi, right? Yeah. So you drink it and you get the same... I don't know, as a kid, maybe. It was a treat to have that as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to this review of it. Mr. Hawthorne, lower pH than advertised. Dude. Mind you, he reviewed this on the 27th of April, 2020, so he had the time on his hands. Mr. Hawthorne said, disappointing pH, 6/7 when tested. Unfiltered tap water gave a better result. Proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution.
Dude.
Get a life.
Testing pH is a gateway drug to conspiracy theories as well. I mean, come on. Don't drink it until I've tested the pH. Dad, no. I just want to have a drink. 10th of April 2018, a skipping rope.
Ah, yeah. That's when we were in our skipping era. Yeah.
Skipping era.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where that skipping rope is.
It's under the stairs.
There you go. Yeah. It's under the stairs. There you go.
That's, under all the stuff. That's where, under the stairs.
It's
yeah.
where good intentions go to die, under the stairs, isn't it? You just park them in there. I can't skip. Can you skip? I can't do it.
I can skip. Yeah, we can both skip. We actually did it for a little while, but it's too intense.
Skip doing boxing. You had to learn.
Oh, of course. God, boxing's incredible. When I've done a little bit of boxing with a fitness instructor, I'm like, oh my God, it's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
It kills me.
Yeah.
You have to be so fit. How often do you do it?
No, I don't do it no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mate, I got punched. I did sparring. I got punched so bad.
I see. That's the thing. I would never actually have a fight. I mean, there's no way.
I said, I'm not fighting. I remember I said to the guy, there's no belt on the line, bro. Right. Like, who are you fighting for?
100%.
I walked out of the ring. Everyone was laughing. Yeah, I was like, this guy's mad. I took everything off. Gum shield. I took my gloves off. I was like, you're crazy, bro.
Can I just say, I love that. And I think, especially with men, we don't do that enough. There's a few things I've done recently. I went, this is not the same because no one was punching me in the head. I went go-karting and the go-karts were insane.
Yeah.
They were basically Formula One cars, right? It was so loud. It was terrifying. I was a stag do. Everyone else was like, and I did one lap and went, no, I'm just... That ability to go,
no,
you just punched me in the head. What's wrong with you? He had to punch you in the head a bit, but he was going at it too much.
No,
right?
He was fully like...
Doing too much.
Sparring. Like, he was like, no, I'm training for... Like, I don't know if he had a fight coming up, but I was like, I'm not your test dummy. I'm going to leave. Get someone else who's on the same thing as you. I'm a comedian. I'm here just to stay fit. You are trying to kill me.
Oh, mate.
I said that.
That's so good to hear you did that.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, no, I've never... I mean, I've done boxing like... You know, with pads and stuff.
Yeah. Now, I would only ever do it with the pads. I don't want to spar with anyone
Sparring is good.
But you seem so mellow. Lovely stuff.
Now the truth is coming out.
Yeah. When she gets angry and the patois starts coming, that's when you're
I'm Jamaican,
So that's the sign, is it?
Yeah.
My nieces are half French. When they start speaking in French, they're angry.
Yeah.
So what happens? What's the thing that gets you kicking off then?
Just that anything that it
tell the truth and shame the devil.
Okay, what is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what gets me
anything going? That I do about
anything
what is
that
it?
You do.
Anything.
When was the last time you had a full patois fit then? When did it last happen?
What did my son forget to do? Yeah. So anything that's not in order or like if he behaves like we've not trained him properly, that's when I'm just like, oh no, oh no.
Can you give us a taste of it? Because we've all been listening to you for a while now, and you just, I just love your everything, your aura, everything is so relaxed and chill. Can I just have a sense of what Babatunde has to go through? Can I just have a little? So imagine your son, he's just come out from school, and he's only got one shoe on, and he's lost his water bottle at school. Like the full, like, where do we go? Give us a sound of it.
What am I telling you, sir? Yeah, he's terrified already.
So it's not shouting, it's just the fact, oh my God.
Yeah. And then what else would I say? I would say something. Listen to me and listen to my good. Oh my God. Behave like you have warm training. Yeah. So it's very...
When he goes to Jamaica, he's going to be terrified.
He's going to love it because he loves the music, the food, just the energy and everything He just doesn't like getting in trouble. So he knows that if I start talking in Jamaican, it's because I'm really, really, really upset.
And that's what I
mean. And he doesn't want me to be.
Mate, once she starts doing it, I'm like, oh.
Patreon.com/toasterpod 2019 now, and we can see you have got some, what else have we got here? Activity tracker. You have got Milk of Magnesia.
Again, another, hey, I just wanted to try it. That's the God's honest truth.
Though, is it for indigestion?
Yeah. But I did want to, I thought I had indigestion. And I didn't. I just needed to drink some water and go to the toilet. I was just saying, I need it. And I remember one woman, she at work, she just looked at me and she was just like, buy it if you're going to buy it. Like, just stop asking me about this damn thing. Like,
Was that the Jamaican woman?
What was her name that used to give the good hugs?
Oh, who?
What was her name?
Dee.
Dee!
Oh!
I love the way that she was like the mum. Good hug friend, Dee. Can I just say, because I'm logged in on your account for Milk of Magnesia, and obviously that means I can write a review while I'm here.
Do you think?
So I've written a review 1 star, and I've said I just needed to go toilet. More water.
He's actually typing it. 100%
going in. So if you, in fact, go and look at the product, I've done it.
He's a donut.
Go and look up Milk of Magnesia on Amazon, and you'll see. And if you could go and like that review, really put it up there.
That's hilarious.
Because we're performers, right? We like the validation. Please like our reviews. Let's do the thing that we all dread on this show. And it's interesting, but at the same time, I still feel like it's such recent history. A lot of us don't want to think about it, which is dive into lockdown year 2020 and to an extent 2021.
We've got any gin on there?
The Fit Beast Hand Grip Strengthener.
Yeah.
Is that the... Oh! Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you know in gym, there's nothing really for your forearms.
So you've got the... We've still got that, actually, in the same box that the skipping rope's in.
But those things, no one ever... Like, you do it for, like, a month. After that, it's done.
Oh!
Oh, you get to a level. But also... I don't know about you, certainly with men, I don't want to have obviously muscly forearms because it sends the wrong message. People go, wow, nice. Because men like to sort of maybe they'll do a bit of hair, so it shows. Yeah. So as soon as you see a very overdeveloped, a very overdeveloped forearm, you're like, yeah, I see how you spend lockdown. It's true, but also it's not a muscle you want to develop anyway. Like,
what do you do with it after?
You only do have a look, do check out. Make him do it and you'll see one slightly bigger. I'm just
No. You see, both the same.
They're doing what's known as the wanker check. Two dining chairs, 21st of July 2020.
Oh, those are the rubbish ones. Those are the rubbish ones. Let me see them. Is that blue?
The blue ones.
Yeah, blue ones.
Yeah.
They didn't even exist
anymore. Good.
I'm so glad they
rubbish.
Don't. So you'd sit on them and the legs would just start like spreading.
Oh, that's the worst.
We gained weight, man.
Don't Don't blame the chair.
We gave right in lockdown. Don't blame the chair, bro.
Blame the meat, darling.
And we weren't skipping.
We were eating and drinking.
We were enjoying too much, honestly.
And we were like, these chairs are rubbish. No,
it's you. Yeah.
So true.
But the legs were spread. They were spreading.
I know that thing now when the chairs do that and you think, I should be okay.
Yeah.
Just carry on eating this lamb. And then suddenly,
just sinking. Yeah.
2020 was a year of breaking chairs, exploding beanbags. That is it. What is the moment where you have to go, look, this chair is telling me something. This is an intervention.
Back in the gym.
Look at this. Jeez, you've bought a neck harness for weightlifting.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, we've still got that.
I bought that and then I was like, I saw Anthony Joshua using it.
I see.
And I was like, I don't want to do that. You know, Mo told me, he's just like, he was like,
so this is Mo Gilligan.
Yeah, Mo Gilligan. Yeah. We were in a restaurant, and some guy must have ordered some drink with, like, I don't know, there was a lot going on.
Smoke coming out of it.
And
then I was just looking, and then I caught Mo's eye, and he was just like, you're going to buy that, ain't you? Yep. I was like, I want that. I'll give you that. Give me that.
It's the only way to live life. You have to be like that all the time. Yeah. Always look for the smoking drink. I'll have one of those. I'll do one of those. Well, Anthony's just got what looks like some sort of S&M rig with chains around his head. Yeah, get me one of them.
Train my neck.
I'm going to be like him. Yeah. And then I used it and I was like, I don't like it.
I bet you loved it.
It's great been for you.
God, you get those chains. You've got it under control, man. Sit. Sit.
Now.
Yeah. Such insight, guys. I love it. Look, here's what we're going to do, because we're running out of time, which is heartbreaking, because I could talk to you guys just for hours and hours and hours. And we're gonna jump into the more recent past, okay, guys? Yeah. So that's you in lockdown. We've seen you settling down. We've seen the gigging starting. When did you start doing Gogglebox? When did that begin for you?
That was 2020.
2020?
Oh.
Okay. So quite a big year then. That was
massive.
That was a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, then, presumably that's when the money starts to pour in. Yeah, I see. Orders going through the roof. Here we go. And let's go for the last few orders, the past 3 months here in 2024. And, oh God, I want to know about this film. You've bought Civil War, the movie about America breaking out into Civil War.
That got recommended to me to watch. So I still haven't watched that. I'm going to watch that. But that got recommended.
Ugh.
I think I was talking to a director and he was just like, oh yeah, watch this film.
Okay.
They gave me a whole bunch. You'll see like black and white films and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That,
no, Black Swan.
Black Swan there as well. But there's also some old school, like maybe like some, not 80s, maybe some 50s or 60s films I got recommended to research, to study.
Mm-hmm. I love that you've created this thing. It's important for creative people to be doing that, to be watching those films, to be reading those books. Like you can get so busy doing stupid podcasts with random people. Hi, thanks for coming down. But you can spend all your time doing this. And you need time by yourself to think and to create the stand-up and the podcast and all those things.
Yeah.
I think we're quite big on that, though, like giving each other time to really delve into the things that's going to help. No? You don't have enough time?
I've got this on tape, mate.
There's no more.
I'll send you a note.
See my eyes.
But like putting on your headphones and having that time to just do something that's going to help with your creativity.
But also as a writer, watching, getting inspiration, watching like old films or watching old TV programs, that always kind of gives me like okay, maybe I can do this. Da-da-da-da. So that's,
a lot
of the films are just me researching.
And no guilt, never any guilt. Because I think some people do, they sort of think, oh, I should be doing something better than watch stuff. If you're writing, if you're doing creative stuff, it inspires you. All stuff always goes in. And also, crucially, you guys have set up a podcast together, which we need to talk about because, you know, I can see now why you've done it. So you're brilliant together.
Yeah. Bless, man.
It's brilliant. So tell us the idea of it, what it is you're up to.
Yeah. So he says that he came up with the name, but I'm sure it was me. But it's a really nostalgic podcast all about parenting, how we were parented and how we're parenting now.
Mm-hmm.
And we really just delve into, you know, our upbringing, the stuff we watched, the stuff we ate, you know, what we were allowed to do, what we weren't allowed to do, what what we're allowing our children to do, what they're not allowed to do, what they're eating, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, it's just fun.
And I feel like the things we've seen on here as well, when you talk about the carpet,
yeah,
the electric ball, all that sort of stuff, things we loved as kids. I got my kids, and this sounds like something from like the 1800s, the cup and ball thing, you know?
Yeah.
I had one of those as a kid. I was obsessed with it.
And just sat there the whole time just doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought it for my son.
Yeah.
And this is in a world of screens. And trust me, entertainment is much better now, mate. And he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
So you talk about stuff. What's the podcast called?
Then and Now.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good title, Ioni. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my God. Really? Gets it. I'll come again anytime.
Wow. I thought we were bros.
Mate, I'm so two-faced. Oh.
When I turn my back.
Oh, wait, so look. You have lots of movies here, and also kid stuff at the same time. Quite weird to see things together, like you've bought A Quiet Place along with a wooden high chair. Really interesting ups and downs. And then look, the last thing you bought, and it's pretty rock and roll in your house, the e-cover all-in-one dishwasher tablet.
Yeah.
What a place to end,
last
guys.
Last night I said to him, have you ordered the dishwasher tablets? I'm going to do it right now, he says. Yeah.
You've got to get those on subscription.
Yeah.
You've got to do it because they just, every couple of months. And then what happens is if you do a subscription that's a little bit too short, they build up.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I just, because I don't want to get to a point where I'm like, oh, stop that dishwasher. And there's just dishwasher tablets just flying in my house. Like,
can I just say that, I mean, that is a place to go to, but I think you've done a shonky order here, right? We're getting into the minutiae because you ordered it yesterday on the 19th of September, arriving 17th of October. You've done sometimes on Amazon you get those weird orders and it's not from a kosher thing and it's from some weird non-Amazon Prime thing. He's trying to save money on delivery.
You're going to have to order
Have a look at that.
Order it again, bro.
Yeah, track package. It's just leaving Turkey now, guys. There's something. I just don't know where this has come from. I'm just worried for you. It's mad. That's what happens. Sometimes you end up in those things. Look, we find absolutely no filth, which is a shame. But you've ended on a cleaning product. We feel like we've cleansed ourselves here. Guys, this has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
So much stuff.
It's been fun.
Going on. What do you think? Have you learned? Is there anything here in particular that has surprised you or jogged memories? What's been like the one thing you'd take away from
the black seed oil?
Oh, my goodness.
That brings back memories, man. I was so...
He's like a salesperson's dream, man.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Oh, my God, I am.
Yeah. He's so sold on stuff.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. I take five.
Oh, the internet is such a dangerous place for him.
Yeah.
Restrict his internet, for goodness sake. Yeah. I think that has to happen as a priority. Look, Babatunde, this has been fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. Babatunde and Ioni, your podcast, Then and Now, great title, is out very much now. And thanks for coming on My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. Episode 1 of Series 9 of My Mate Bought a Toaster, done and dusted. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can watch this episode with your eyes and more over at youtube.com/@mymatebottletoaster. Head over there, give us a subscribe, please. It would be so, so helpful for the show. youtube.com/@mymatebottletoaster. Coming up in the next few weeks, I've got some fabulous humans dropping by, including Phil Wang, Harry Judd, the drummer off of McFly, Laura Smith, who is so funny. She is so, so good. And next week, the excellent comedian Christopher Hall, who was a total joy to interview because his reactions to what he bought were just a delight. Have a listen to this. So we're going to go back to your first purchase, 2012. We're going back to Chris, the 6th of October 2012, and the first thing you bought was a double pack DVD of Cougar Town.
I stand by it.
Oh, it's so good. That episode, in fact, is already up at patreon.com/toasterpod. If you fancy it, for as little as £3 a month, you can support the podcast. That's patreon.com/toasterpod. Okay, lots of love. Shall we see you next Thursday? Yep. All the best. Kind regards. It's my mate, what a toaster. Oh, it's my mate, what a toaster.